A man crouches, swings his head, and growls through a wooden vocal magnifier in the small round doorway of Wrangell's Chief Sheikh's tribal house. He wears a grizzly bear mask, Chutzlachet, one of the 24 items returned to Wrangell clans in recent years from museums across the western U.S. It was part of a celebration, a ku'ik, to welcome the items home to the Nanya Ayi that took place in early September. Some of the items were part of a large collection amassed by former Wrangell educator Axel Rasmussen. 4 had been seized from homes by Wrangell police in the 1930s. Repatriation is a slow and ongoing process. Museums from coast to coast hold at'u, clan property of Wrangell clans, including human remains. Returns are facilitated through the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, a 1990 law aimed at returning and protecting Native remains, funerary objects, and sacred objects of cultural patrimony.
I wish it was faster.
Harold Jacobs works on repatriations with the regional tribal government, the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. The tribe has received hundreds of thousands of dollars of federal support in recent years to help facilitate clan item repatriations.
Central law says they have 90 days to respond to a claim.
Last year, the Portland Art Museum returned 9 clan objects to Wrangell's Nanya Ayi, which were taken from them in the 1940s.
The last 2 years, of course, the pandemic held up. They were ready to come back then, but we couldn't do any travel with either institution, the tribe or the museum, because of travel restrictions.
Jacob says Tlingit and Haida had asked for the items back in 2002, 20 years before they returned to the Nanya Ayi. Clan members used some of the objects to lead dances at Celebration in 2022, the biennial festival of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures. Many other repatriations are in process. In early March, a museum in Maine published its intent to repatriate a Kiksedi clan helmet taken from Wrangell at an unknown date. That intent to repatriate came after representatives from the Central Council visited the museum in 2018.
An item that belongs to the clan belongs to the whole clan, and it's supposed to remain with that clan.
Hunts, Richard Oliver, is a former tribal president for the Wrangell Cooperative Association of the Kayash Kiditan clan. He says some of the items were lost or sold because of cultural lineage. Tlingit people are from one of 2 moieties, Yeh, raven, and Ch'ak or Gooch, eagle or wolf.
Sometimes a person will die and then the opposite will end up with it, you know, because an eagle will marry a raven. And then all of a sudden these clan possessions are in the hands of a raven and they should be passed down to the eagle, and so that they remain in the clan they're supposed to be. So that's how he will explain it to the museum and put in a claim.
Earlier this year, Oliver traveled with Harold Jacobs and others to New York City to see more than 100 Wrangell clan items in the Museum of Natural History and the Museum of the American Indian.
Some of them, we don't know which clan they belong to, but we do know they came from Wrangell. Some are the Nanya Ayi possessions, chief sheikhs, also some are Kayash Kuditan we know of, but the rest was from the Emmons expedition when they came through here. They didn't have any rights to them. Some of them are shaman objects that were just taken right off of their graves.
Oliver said he asked repatriation specialist Harold Jacobs about bringing back petroglyphs that were taken from Edelin Island just west of Wrangell as well.
And he said he's never repatriated a petroglyph before because it's hard to prove what clan they came from. But I told him that, you know, to me, if it was next to a salmon stream, it belongs to the clan that had that salmon stream. And he agreed.
Proving clan ownership is an important part of the repatriation process, but that can be tough when items are ancient. Kathleen Ashmilby is the curator of Native American art at the Portland Art Museum and an enrolled member of the Navajo Nation. She oversaw the return of the 9 Nanya Ayi At'u in the spring of 2022.
It's really incumbent upon the tribe to explain and present the case whether it's, in this case, it was primarily oral history and stories and songs about the objects and the relationship to the clans and the crests that were depicted on the items that showed that they belonged to this particular group. And this case was actually kind of exceptional in a way because there was actually photographic documentation going back to the late 19th century that show the items as clan property. And that was actually really kind of exciting to be able to see the objects in their original context.
Ash Milby says museums like the Portland Art Museum take dispossession seriously, but are working to shift the historical relationship with tribes.
NAGPRA definitely has been a huge help in, I would say, shoving forward that relationship building. I think it was already happening in some cases, but I think that having that federal law has really motivated museums to think more carefully about their relationships with Native communities and how they care for these objects, and also realigning their thinking about these objects as being something purely from the past and not something that's part of a living culture.
That living culture is an important reason to pursue repatriation for Oliver, the former Wrangell Tribal president. He says objects should be seen, appreciated, and enjoyed.
We have a beautiful museum that really should be filled with the things that belong here. And if we have to try to build another wing to fit all these things, that would be a good thing too.
Wrangell's museum, housed at the borough-owned Nolan Center, is not climate-controlled and has limited space. Tribal council members have publicly discussed the possibility of building another museum to house repatriated Wrangell Atu and those that come in the future. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.